Maxime Collion worked as a substitute school teacher in the Paris region for 7 years. He had to move schools often and was always on short contracts. He was passionate about the profession, but gave it up because he was frustrated with the system and the instability.
You were doing the same job as a staff teacher. Your colleagues treat you the same, and I had regular inspections like everyone that went well. So the job is great, but what's difficult is that after a while it gets tiring because you are changing schools all the time, and there comes a point where you need something reliable.
This year, 4,000 staff teaching jobs in France are unfilled, so the French government's calling on substitute teachers to help alleviate the shortage. Some have no classroom experience, so they're given a 4-day crash course before being thrown into the deep end.
This training gives us a lot of pointers, tools and resources, but then it's clear we will have to learn on the job.
Trade unions say that instead of relying on substitute teachers, the government should take a closer look at why there aren't enough staff teachers in the first place. They say the problem is that the profession is underpaid and undervalued.
As children return to school in France after the summer break, some say the education system is in crisis.
What we want today is to be able to work in good conditions, to be better paid and have smaller classes.
France's education minister, Pape Ndiaye, says he understands teachers' frustrations. He says salaries will be reviewed before the end of the year, but unions say they're fed up of promises. They've called for a strike at the end of the month because they say the government is out of tune with their concerns. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.